Welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us to recap last night's North Platte City Council meeting. But before we do, Mr. Mayor, it's been a wonderful week temperature-wise.
It has been beautiful outside. And did I hear you say a chance of moisture tonight?
Yes, and it's going to stick around for a little while, so we'll take it.
That's fantastic. We need all the moisture we can get in this neck of the woods.
Absolutely. But things are starting to look kind of green, so it's kind of getting to be that time of the year. Last time we talked, you had not broke out the lawnmower yet. Has that changed?
I'm sad to say. We had to mow this weekend.
I did this past weekend, too.
Yes, this past weekend. Terry and I got out the mowers, and we mowed our lawn and a couple others.
I think we were talking about this, too, last time you were in, but it's kind of funny that, you know, for the first couple of mows of the year, we're kind of excited to crank them out, get to mowing, and then by the time, I don't know, middle of June, mid-July kind of comes around, we're kind of dreading it. So it's funny how that happens.
You know, I'm good until about August, and then I start to kind of not be excited about mowing anymore.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I also don't have a lot to mow, but one of the advantages of living in town. And, you know, it's kind of nice. Put the headphones in, go into your own little world, get the mowing done.
Yeah, it is nice. I agree. It's fun to do because you start the job and you finish it. And a lot of what you know you and I do for a living, it never finishes. You don't
sometimes,
start something
yeah.
and finish it. It just goes on and on and on.
Nice to be able to finish those tasks.
Exactly. It's nice to have that sense of getting something done.
One of the best days of the calendar year is underway today for our community, Mr. Mayor. Before we talk about the city council meeting, let's talk about what has to be one of your favorite days as a North Platte citizen and a North Platte native. North Platte Giving Day.
That's right. Today is Giving Day here in North Platte and the surrounding area. So if you are interested in contributing to one of the, I was just talking to Eric Seacrest and he told me there are 80 causes on the Giving Day website.
And each one is a worthy cause.
Each one is a worthy cause and covering a whole gambit of possibilities, possible things you may want to support here as a community. And you can log on to the website is www.midnebraskafoundation.org. That's .org. Make sure you get the org on there. And they will be happy to accept your donation. You can donate anywhere from $5 to $500 or whatever amount it fits your budget or what you'd like to do. And you can donate to multiple causes or a single cause, whatever works for you. It's just a tremendous way to support your community and all the exciting things happening in North Platte.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a great day to showcase that canteen spirit. And some folks, $5 is about all they can do, and that's okay. Some folks can do more. It's one of those situations, Mr. Mayor, where if we all do what we can make a big difference.
That's right. That's right. And lots of exciting things happening, lots of great causes to support. You've got... let's see. There's the foundations. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Public School Foundation.
Smart man.
Yes, because, of course, that's run by my lovely wife. Also, the 308 BMX group is on there if you're interested in seeing the BMX project complete or started, I should say. There are several other worthy causes on there. So go out to the midnebraskafoundation.org website, click on the link that says donate today, and look at all the great causes we have in North Platte.
And hey, you don't have to donate to just one either.
That's
you
right.
You can donate to multiple if you like.
Multiple causes, and I think you can do it all in one shot, as I recall.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop on that website, so.
Yep. Also, if you are interested, you're welcome to just drop a check off at the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation.
Sure.
And I think there are some other sites. And I see Mr. Seacrest walking behind you there in the hallway.
Oh,
so we'll see if we can get him to come in and join
us.
I don't know what his
Mr.
schedule
Seacrest,
is like
come on
here.
In. Have a seat.
We were just talking about you on the airwaves.
All good things, of course.
Yes, yes. And I had just gotten to the point where I was talking about how you can drop a check off at your lovely office, but I think there are some other locations that you could drop a check off if you want to donate as well.
You bet. There are. There's five locations for receiving Giving Day checks. Orr's Cleaners, USA Pharmacy, Catholic School Endowment, Prairie Arts Center, and the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation office downtown.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Seacrest, while we have you, for folks that have not heard about North Platte Giving Day before, tell us, what is North Platte Giving Day?
North Platte Giving Day is the best time to give. 100% of the gifts that people make during this day go to the donor-selected nonprofit. There's a chance to earn matching funds. We have over 200,000 in pledged matching funds. There's a chance for each donation to win a cash prize for their selected nonprofit to boost their gift. There's 50 of those. A few of them have already been awarded, but there's a whole bunch more to be awarded. And there's lots of places where you can make the gift, and you can go online, northplattegivingday.org.
And how long has North Platte Giving Day been going on in our rich community, Memphis Seacrest?
This is our eighth year
of
doing this.
And, of course, early giving, I guess, officially wrapped up yesterday.
Early giving ended midnight last night. It was the most donations and early giving in our eight-year history. So
that's awesome. But not surprising, Mayor Kelleher, by any means. We have a great community with great support.
Well, we do, and we try every year to make sure that Giving Day gets a little bigger. So, like I said earlier, folks, if you can donate $5, donate $5. If you can donate $500, please donate $500 or any number in between or above. And get out there and give to a cause that's important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's 80 causes, right?
80 local nonprofits, virtually all the nonprofits anybody here has heard of. And as the mayor said, every gift does count. Each gift can win a prize, no matter what size. Doesn't matter the size of the gift, and something beats nothing. So we hope people will support their favorite nonprofit.
It's one of those things, Mr. Seacrest, if we all do what we can make a big difference for these nonprofits and for our community.
That's how communities grow. Hardly anything gets done by one person anymore. It usually takes a big team of people to get a major accomplishment, and that's true with supporting the local nonprofits.
Mr. Seacrest, if folks want to learn more about North Platte Giving Day, maybe make a donation or find a nonprofit that has a special place in their heart, how can they learn more?
NorthPlatteGivingDay.org online. There's a profile page on each of the participating nonprofits. So they can learn more. They can see which ones are participating. They can see matching funds that are still available. They can see the prize list. It's all there.
And Mr. Seacrest, could you give us those donation sites that folks can stop off cold hard cash or a check if they'd like?
One more time here. Ors Cleaners, USA Pharmacy, Catholic School Endowment, Prairie Arts Center, and Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation Office.
Anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Seacrest?
It's been a pleasure being with you guys. You're heroes to me. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Seacrest is the hero, Mr. Mayor.
That's for sure. Well, thank you for taking time to stop in today.
You bet.
We are going to take a quick break, but we'll have Mayor Kelleher stick around, and we'll dive deeper into the North Platte City Council meeting agenda from last night right after this. KODY's Mugs in the Morning.